HarperCollins Children's Books presents Rescuing Rosie by Jean Ure. Read by Savannah Davies. Chapter 1. Learning how to ride had been one of my dreams for almost as long as I could remember. Ever since I was 6 years old and Mum and Dad had taken me to the seaside for the day, and there had been a woman on the beach giving pony rides. I had begged to be allowed to have a go. Mum had been a bit nervous because I was really tiny and the pony was quite big, so my feet didn't even reach the stirrups. But I wasn't in the least bit scared. It just felt so right. The pony woman said I had a natural seat, and for ages afterwards I was all puffed up and had these visions of taking part in gymkhanas and winning rosettes. I knew it was only make-believe, like when you pretend you're a celeb and you're being interviewed for an article in some glossy magazine. I mean, for one thing, we were living in London at the time and there wasn't a riding stable anywhere near. It wasn't till I was 11 that we came to live in the country. Well, Mum and I came to live in the country, and suddenly there were riding stables all over the place. Still, I never seriously thought that I would be able to take lessons. Mum and Dad having split up, which was one of the reasons Mum had decided to move, we didn't have very much money. Mum works really hard, translating stuff from foreign languages such as Russian. She is very clever, my mum. But, alas, it is not all that well paid. As for my dad, Mum says he is a lost cause. The reason she says that is because he gave up his very important job in London to go and live in Cornwall with a woman called Wanda and do his own thing. Unfortunately, doing his own thing brings in hardly any money at all, so I knew he wouldn't be able to pay for my lessons. And then, yay, a totally brilliant and unexpected thing happened. A very aged, ancient relative of Mum's died, and Mum came into some money. Only a little bit of money, not like people win on the lottery, but enough for Mum to say that at long last I could have my riding lessons. I couldn't wait to tell Katie. Katie lives right next door to us, with her mum. They had only been there a few months. Before that, they had been townies like us. So when we discovered that we were not only at the same school, but were even in the same class, we had become best friends immediately. Now, every Sunday, as soon as we'd finished breakfast, we would jump on our bikes and ride as fast as we could to the stables. We couldn't wait to get there. In London, our mums would never have let us go anywhere on our bikes for fear of all the traffic. I hadn't even had a bike in those days. But when we moved to the country and she saw how quiet it was, Mum had gone on eBay and found me one. Second hand, but every bit as good as Katie's, which was bright green and brand new. A birthday present from her dad. The bikes had been Katie's idea, the riding lessons mine. Katie had never even thought about it before, in spite of living in the country. Not that she had been there all that long, but she could have lessons whenever she wanted. No problem. Her dad is a banker and earns simply stacks of money. Stacks and stacks. And because he and Katie's mum are also divorced, which is one of the things that first made me and Katie bond, he spoils Katie rotten. He is always giving her stuff. If she were to ask him for a diamond tiara, he would probably buy one for her, never mind just paying for riding lessons. But, as she said, it would have been totally disloyal to have done it without me. We were best friends. We do things together. That is what being best friends is all about. Also, though I don't mean to be unfair, I think that secretly she would have been a bit too scared to do it by herself. It was quite funny the first time we went to the stables, though I tried not to giggle because that would have been unkind and might have embarrassed her. But just for a moment, I could almost see her legs turning to jelly. Bethany, the girl who was going to teach us, appeared in the yard leading this enormous great horse towards us. I mean, really huge. It was tossing its mane and making funny snorty noises through its nose.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?